Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
For all NBA warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
What do you say to those people who say the reason why Klay isn't in rhythm or struggling is because they're running so many pick and roll and pick and rolls and the balls in Steph's hands, and so he's not, you know, getting in rhythm?
I would say I disagree. I would say that he's just not getting clean looks. I mean, I would have to look at the film a little bit more to watch him specifically to see, you know, how he's being guarded on these off-ball actions. But, you know, we've seen these guys are getting open shots still. Klay's the only one that's not really getting open shots. So it's clearly by design of Lakers defense to let other guys go and leave Klay. And that's why Gary and Wiggins, that's partially why they're getting so many open layups.
Right.
You send it two to Steph and you gluing one to Klay, somebody going to be open. And that's just is what it is. And that's okay. Klay got to be okay with that. Everybody right. Got to be okay with that because it's for the better of the team. When you get Draymond getting 20 points in a game, it's because Klay has a guy glued onto him. Like, it happens. Right. It is what it is.
And that was one of my when I talked about, like, you know, we use like headlines on Brother from Another when we're like to support our conversation. So there was this one headline that was like, Steve Kerr deserves brunt of blame for like the Warriors going down 3-1. And Michael Holly is like, the brunt of the blame? Do you believe that, Natalie? You know, and I said, well, I'll say this. I said, I think there's like three reasons, like main reasons. And I was just like, but to me, Kerr coaching is one of them. So I'd give him about a third of it, you know, like, cause I think the three reasons are equal for me. And, you know, I said, but it obviously starts at the top with, you know, ownership and Joe's interference in decisions and just, you know, roster construction, just like those things. But I was just like, the other is egos. And I mean, really, you could say egos is an organizational thing from top to bottom. Kerr's ego about how he wants to play. Kerr's ego with his philosophies on young players. And so how he approaches developing them, you know. You know, Lakers ego and them thinking they could do two timelines. And, you know, like they have the next coming and all of that. So, but the players have egos too. And I was like, Klay's ego has been something since he's returned last year that we always have to like revisit him managing and not doing things. And, you know, and to me, those two shots at the end of the last, you know, game four, you know, to me were perfect examples of his ego making him like take those shots, you know, because he still wants to show he's the man and he can like, you know, do things. And, you know, it's just, and so like, I know that that was something we've talked about throughout the season, but it's like, you just always hoped that in a moment when it matters most, right? Like that he, and I don't want to just limit it to Klay because it's Poole's ego, you know, which, and Kuminga's ego and like all of them, you know, but I'm just saying I use Klay as the example, but those egos and not being able to like keep them in check is also to me a large portion reason why, like, you know, there's a lack of cohesiveness among the group. Like there normally is.
Yeah, it's been clear all season. You hit the nail on the head. Like it starts at the top. We see it. We've seen it with Joe. We see it with everybody pretty much except Steph, right? And Wiggs.
And that's what I said. And that was like one of my points, because I was like, Steph's teammates, they write checks that they can't cash, you know? And it's like, Draymond, he can do it on the deep defensive end. He can. Mm-hmm. But you don't always show up like that when you should, right? But it's just like, you talk a lot, you know what I'm saying? But like, and you talk a lot because you're Draymond, but part of why you can talk like that is because your teammate is Steph Curry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, same thing, you know, Clay. It's like, yes, Clay, you are your own, like, game six Clay, all of that. We know who you are, killer. And at the same time, you know, you're doing this on the back of Steph Curry. So it's just like, when y'all don't show up in games or you do stupid shit like that, when he's out there exhausting himself, you know what I'm saying? That's right. A frustrating thing.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It definitely is. And, you know, we in the same breath, we praise these guys for calling their shots and hitting it, like Clay last year saying, oh, it feels like our first finals when they was down 2-1 and then they ended up winning three straight. And Draymond telling CJ the Celtics are going to be ringless and they ended up being like, that's all cool. But we know why you guys are talking like that. Right. Like you just said, we praise you for, you know, for having the cojones to say stuff like that, but we also got to bring it back to reality and say, like, all right, let's pipe it down a little bit, because we know really where this you know, pride and confidence is coming from, you know, outside of what you can do for yourself, but you just know you got a guy on your team that just gonna come through for you, or at least you're speaking it into existence, right?
And he almost always does, rarely lets you down. And he doesn't talk like that, not in the same way. And I don't mind, like, if he did, I'd be okay with it too, but he doesn't, because that's just not him, you know. But I listened to Steph's words carefully. And at the end, when he was in his presser the other day, the post game after they lost and went down 3-1, he's just like, still got a long road. I forget the word he used, but basically saying got a long way to go, I believe is what he said, you know?
Yeah.
So, Ramona Shelburne did some reporting and said, there was anger. That's what she sensed from the locker room, but like anger that they lost the game. This wasn't like a fractured locker room or down, like, man, you know, we can't beat these guys. I know for a fact they don't think that. So, you know, it's so that was good to know and hear it, like, reaffirmed. But, you know, it's, you know, you kind of was hoping that the Kings were their wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
So if they pull this off, please let this be the motherfucking wake-up call, because... My goodness. I mean, how much do y'all want to play with your food? How much?
I mean, I made the joke on Twitter earlier today of, like, the meme where it says, like, give me stronger battles to God. Like, that's really what it feels like with this team sometimes. It's like so many preventable mistakes that lead to them being in these holes that they got to dig themselves out of. And it's almost like they're bored. Like, it's like, we know, worst case scenario, like, if they play the games better, they split games one and games four instead of losing both of the close games, right? Because we've had three blowouts otherwise. And then you're in this position at this point where you're up 3-2 instead of down 3-2. Or in a perfect universe, they win both of those games and they just finished the series tonight. But now you're in a position where you got to win two more games in a row, one of them on the road. And it's totally avoidable. So like you said, hopefully if they can get through this, this will be their final wake-up call. But knowing them all season, can't put it past them. Can't put it past them if it's not.
One game at a time. Your final key to the game, and I would like you to elaborate on this one, was pressure AD and LeBron's handle in isolation. What do you mean by that?
I mean, stop giving them a foot and a half of space between you and them when they catch the ball, right? Because I think we're giving LeBron a little bit too much respect with his burst off the dribble at this point in his career, especially with Wiggins on him, who's at this point quicker than him. So, and they might be encouraging LeBron to shoot jumpers because his jump shot hasn't been, you know, falling really. But I do think in this series in particular, since Wiggins has that quick jump and, you know, he can really pressure LeBron with his athleticism, not letting LeBron get that jumper in rhythm is the key. Forcing him to dribble, take time off the clock, stuff like that, exhaust his body, going to the rim and trying to battle. I think that would pay more dividends. And then with Anthony Davis, he doesn't have a guard's handle. Like, he has a pretty good handle for a big, but he doesn't have like an NBA guard's handle like that. So you can, like, especially Draymond, you can get up on his handle a little bit and force him into uncomfortable situations. And I think too often this series, especially game 3 and game 4, they allowed AD to get a few rhythm dribbles before he shot a little pull-up mid-range or a step back or something like that. And those are all cash if he's comfortable. But if he's uncomfortable, like, man, I can't really get to my spots, my handle is a little bit shaky right now, I got to turn my back instead of facing up, that's when he starts to miss those little push shots. That's when he starts to kind of flail and try to flop for the fouls and stuff like that. So Draymond has to do that. He obviously has to do it without fouling because, you know, 2-3 fouls and he's out the game. And now AD's really cooking. But I think they really got to do that to bother those two guys. And if they do that, I don't think they have enough offense outside of those two to match the Warriors. So stop letting them get comfortable is the main thing.
Y'all, Justin's basketball mind is just so brilliant. I love listening to him talk. We got to get him a job in one of these, on these teams and player development, right? Like on the track to coaching. Let's start making sure we are tweeting out and pushing Justin's breakdowns and analysis. I call him the Tim Legler of NBA Twitter for a reason. I mean, just phenomenal stuff. I'm always learning from you and I appreciate that. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.